Coming up next, it's the Magnuson Park Gallery Exchange, an opportunity to hear directly from artists and those in the arts community. Learn what really inspires and motivates the creative work shown in the Magnuson Park Gallery.
Hi, welcome to the Magnuson Park Gallery Exchange podcast. This is Maddie, the gallery manager, and I'm here with Katie Simic, who is the head of the Park Punks organization that we are working with right now to curate a show in the gallery, Environmental Ties. That's on view right now through September 14th, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 12 to 3 in the gallery. So this exhibition has 30 artists from the Seattle area, and we have a huge variety of work. We've got color photography, film photography, we have oil paint, acrylic paint, we have one watercolor, we have some wood sculptures, which are really amazing. They're all found pieces of wood that have been preserved and manipulated as little as possible by an artist, Lev Elkin. We also have a number of mixed media works in this show. We have embroidery. We really have it all. And it's really exciting to be able to show such a large breadth of work, especially coming after our plein air show, which is pretty restrictive to the two-dimensional painting and drawing. So I was really excited to be able to open this show up to more three-dimensional artists and artists that have not shown with our gallery before, artists that have never shown in a gallery before, a whole variety of things. So we've got Katie here to ask questions about her organization, Park Punks, as well as learn more about the exhibition Environmental Ties. Welcome, Katie.
Hey, thanks, Maddie. Happy to be here.
So I was wondering if you could tell us a bit about the mission and vision of your organization, Park Punks.
Yeah, for sure. So we're on a mission towards justice and camaraderie by means of art and community engagement. Our vision right now is intentionally malleable, though, as we try to keep ourselves able to be responsive to the ongoing changing needs of our community. We envision mutual respect and care for the people and spaces that we share. And, you know, a willingness to destruct broken systems goes along with, I think, the malleability of our mission.
Awesome. That's very inspiring, a very inspiring mission. Katie, could you tell us a little bit about the history of your organization, Park Punks, how you started, how you named it, and how you've gotten to where you are today?
Yeah, absolutely. I started coming up with the idea for parkpunks.org in the early weeks of 2019. There was a federal shutdown going on and national parks were being effectively defunded, but they were still being open to the public and therefore subject to the use and abuse of visitors without any infrastructure in place to clean up after them. And organizations like Ken Yoder's, the Yosemite Facelift Organization in California, was organizing and supplying volunteers to clean up that park. And that became the inspiration for the organization that became Park Punks. And the name came out of my love for alliteration. And I was listening to a lot of Rancid at the time, driving through the parks. Yeah, so we really started out as just a park cleanup crew in our area and developed a little bit of a web presence and really, and just were known as parkpunks.org for a while. Now we're doing more expansive programming, including this art show and the correlated events.
What was the inspiration to combine arts and environmental activism in your work?
Fundamentally, I think what inspired us to combine art and environmentalism is the belief in art as a powerful means towards education and justice.
And that is why Space was so excited to work with you, because we feel very similarly as an organization. I'm also wondering how the art exhibition that we've curated together aligns with your organization's goals.
Yeah, well, the content of the exhibition, first of all, is the environmental theme. And as we were developing the content, we were really looking for the broadest possible interpretation of that theme, thinking about environmentalism as not just like the green spaces that around us, but also like the systems in place and the context in which we all find ourselves. Also the processes that we set in place to in the course of planning and implementing this show, I think really centered equity and accessibility whenever we could. And as a result, we had, 30 artists, most of whom have never shown before. And I think a really generative conversation about the relationship between built and natural environments and the way we humans have created community, place, and home in them.
Yeah, I'm really happy with how the exhibition came out and the artists that applied and are participating. It feels like a really great mix of people that we haven't gotten to work with yet.
Yeah, I was super impressed with the breadth and depth of the interpretations of the themes and the variety of content in the show, but also how well the pieces work together in conversation.
Yeah. I was wondering if you could talk about some other projects that Park Punks has worked on in the last year or the last couple of years in addition to working with space.
What we're really leaning into this year is planning for the future of the program and the organization. I mean, and that really starts with the community input survey that we're soliciting input on. That can be found at the top of our website, parkpunks.org, and it's also linked on all of our socials. Yeah, if you're hearing this, please go to parkpunks.org and fill out the survey that's linked at the top, because that's going to really impact the future planning and programming that we take part in. And then another thing that I've been really active in this year is grounding our work in sort of scholarly research. We work and study with the Punk Scholars Network, and with their annual conference, it sort of gives us bookmarkers of how we can track our progress through the year. And grounding our work in theory is really important to us right now.
And the Punk Scholars Conference is coming up.
Yeah, that's actually next week. And we're hoping that we can get them to give us some streaming accessibility.
That was going to be my next question. Awesome. I'm looking forward to getting to see that presentation.
There's some really, really good content that they do. And again, it all comes back to like a willingness to deconstruct broken systems and replace them with those that work for the communities that they serve.
That's great. What role do you think art plays in raising awareness about environmental issues?
The role that art can play so many different roles in the greater justice movement even, but just by generating conversations and providing spaces for conversations to be held, like the gallery, if you think of the galleries as a community space or a third space, it's really gives an opportunity to interact with points of view that you might not have come across otherwise.
And I am also curious what ways art galleries and artists can contribute to environmental conservation efforts.
I'm really proud of this show and would love to do more stuff like this. And I think that art galleries have a unique opportunity to project, to center different voices and project different messages in a way that other mediums don't. And also, like, the systems that are in place in galleries also have a lot of room for increased equity and access. And all of that, you know, drives the greater justice movement. So if we consider the systems that are in place in galleries and the arts world as opportunities to improve the efficacy of our mission, I guess.
I was also wondering, being in the nonprofit sphere, I know that Park Punks is a fiscally sponsored organization. I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about some of the challenges that your organization faces within the larger sphere of the nonprofit industrial complex, as we love to call it, and how you have kind of centered your mission within that larger scope.
Thank you for bringing that up. I found that when we say things like the nonprofit industrial complex, a lot of people don't know what that means. And for me, the most succinct way of describing it is like the perceived scarcity myth. And as an organization that does justice work, we find ourselves in a perceived competition for funding, essentially. And as an organization that is not a nonprofit in its own right, but fiscally sponsored. We have opportunities through our Sean Pike to fundraise without all of the upkeep of being a 501c3 or a nonprofit of our own right. But we also have limitations and our own set of costs. So it's really been an interesting couple of years because we went from very informal, casual, not registered group to considering being a nonprofit in our own right and really, and then engaging with our fiscal sponsor, growing that relationship. Moving forward, it sort of waits to be seen what the most effective organizational structure for us is going to be. And we're willing to explore all options. If anyone wants to, like, be a grant writer for us, please reach out, like, ASAP.
Lots of exciting grant opportunities in King County right now. This is the time to out yourself as a grant writer, I think. Lots of work.
Without delving into, like, the politics of the funding of the work that we do, there are going to be some state-level opportunities that we're hoping to pursue.
Yeah. It's an exciting time to be in the arts right now.
It really is.
And need money in the arts.
Yeah. It waits to be seen, I think, how effective this pool of funding made available by the Doors Open legislation, how equitable the distribution process is going to be, I think waits to be seen. But we're hoping to get our little piece of the pie.
I know we have some really exciting events that are coming up that we've planned in collaboration with this gallery exhibition. One of them is a park cleanup. And then we are also working with Filament Collab Lab, the theater company who are doing performance in the Magnuson Park Amphitheater. And we are going to walk over and see a performance during our closing reception.
Yeah, Friday the 13th of September.
Very excited about that. And that's at 7 p.m. If you want to join us for the reception, that's going to be from 4 to 6:30. And then we will walk over to the amphitheater. And people are encouraged to bring a picnic and chairs and blankets. Filament is a low and no waste theater company, so they do not rent chairs. They don't use microphones. They don't rent spaces in the same way that traditional theater companies do. So people are encouraged to provide their own picnic blanket and snacks during the event. And I have a few more questions, too, about our park cleanup event. When is that event again?
Excuse me. Yeah, I'm super excited about the park cleanup event. That's going to be Thursday, August 22nd. It's 5 to 8 p.m. We'll have all the supplies that are going to be necessary for cleanups, grabbers, buckets, PPE, vests.
And is it an all-ages event?
Totally, yeah. Going to ask anyone with minor children looking to attend the event that they stay in the proximity of their parental guardian.
That makes total sense.
For safety reasons, yeah, these park cleanups are a really fun way to, you know, engage with the environment and spend time outdoors, sharing space in community. You know, literally and metaphysically, I guess.
Yeah. And I haven't attended a Park Punks cleanup before, so I'm very excited.
It really was like the foundation of our programming for that first entire whole year, you know, until every event of our second year included a worldwide pandemic and a lot of increased attention towards injustices in the criminal legal system. And so our programming has evolved, but our origins really are in spending time outdoors and picking up trash. We used to talk about, like, dirt bags, bagging dirt.
Okay. You know. And I know that at some of your cleanup events, I don't know if we are doing it on the 22nd, but there's an art making component as well.
Yeah, we do a lot of like art making components at different like pop-ups that we've done. And we did like a Rotary Club event with you guys in the gallery recently. And in the past, we've done farm days and stuff. We love to incorporate like make art accessible for everybody. I'm probably will bring the leaf print kit. Remember that?
Yes.
It's like a cyanotype process.
I love cyanotypes.
It's so much fun, and it gives people like something tangible that they can take home with them to commemorate the event. It uses, you know, water, leaves, and the sun. It's about as grounded in nature as you can get.
Yeah,
and it's super accessible. It's for everybody. Yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And I know you have a piece in this show. Is it a sun printing as well?
It is not. It is a print, though. I sort of have been on this, in terms of my personal arts practice, this printmaking journey for some time. And it's closely interconnected with the Park Punks mission and programming in that, well, it started as me learning how to screen print so that we could DIY our own merchandise, t-shirts and koozies and stuff for fundraising and arts events. I also started monotype printing. And then when we were physically distancing and studio space was inaccessible, I developed a process of printmaking at home that incorporated the leaves from my houseplants, which was like the environment that I was in at the time. And so the piece that's in this show is a monotype print, a gel plate monotype of one of my houseplants, my beloved untitled houseplant. And also there's an element of a relief print to this one, and a carved lithograph.
I think that that method of printmaking really speaks to the environmental nature of your subject matter as well, because the, you know, each print is unique and each piece of the environment that you're using to inform that work is unique as well. And I think that's a really nice full circle.
Yeah, it sort of like the printmaking incorporating the found and natural elements grounds me and gives me time to commune with my environment, you know, whatever that means at the time.
Yeah. And same with the process of the cyanotype making, where you're sitting and waiting for the sun to burn into the paper in a really special way.
Yeah. And when I started learning screen printing, I realized that there's a photosensitive element to the creating of the screens in certain processes. So it's definitely a couple of processes that incorporate all the natural environment elements.
Yeah. As a film photographer, light is very important to me in the creation of my art as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a piece in the show that's a 35 millimeter film photograph. And so it's kind of interesting that though we have gone about very different ways of creating those pieces, they still have something kind of in common of capturing and playing with light.
And water.
That's true. My image shows water, so quite literally. Well, I think that pretty much wraps up all of the questions that I'd prepared. I do want to do just another roundup of the information for this show. So Environmental Ties is on view in Magnuson Park Gallery right now through September 14th. And if you want to join us for our park cleanup, that's August 22nd from
5 to 8.
Just kidding. It's from 5 to 8. And then we are going to have our closing reception on September 13th. From 4 to 6:30. And then at 6:30, we're walking over to the Magnuson Park Amphitheater, and we're going to see the Filament collab performance called That's What I Like. And it is written and directed by Nathan Brockett.
Yeah, plan to spend the whole evening with us. Filament Collab Lab is super excited. I'm really grateful that we were able to collaborate on this event.
Should be a really fun event. And that's free. It's family friendly. You can bring your dog. I would love it if you brought your dog. I might bring my dog. It's going to be for everybody. So
I love your dog.
It'll be a good time.
Mine's a nightmare. And if I may plug parkpunks.org, if you're interested in supporting us, we love a financial support. We could really use some volunteers. So if you've got the capacity, even a couple hours here and there for development, marketing, or programming, reach out. We're on Instagram and Facebook, and we're on another platform too, but we don't really talk about it. And, do the survey. It's at the top of parkpunks.org, and I also think it's pinned on Facebook and Insta, but that would really be awesome.
Wonderful. And if you need more information on the exhibition, you can visit our website, space@magnuson.org. And this show, you would just do a / environmental ties. You can also find all that info just on our homepage. And after this exhibition, we're going to have two more shows this year. So there's going to be a lot of exciting things coming up, and we will tell you all about it. Thanks for listening. Thanks, Katie.
Hey, thanks for having me. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Magnuson Park Gallery Exchange, a periodic series focused on the artists and the arts community showing at the Magnuson Park Gallery.